This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. I welcome you back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your busy day to join me. Here it's Wednesday when this program is airing this time. We have embarked on a year-long, at least, study in the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 1. We're going to look here today at where it says in chapter 1, it says, "Now he who loves us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." That's where we're looking at here today. We're going to look a little bit at the difference of some manuscripts and why they read different, and really why a lot of Greek manuscripts sometimes. Many times you look in your Bible, if you have a modern Bible, you'll notice a difference between translations sometimes. Not so much in words, but in whole words that are missing or verses that are missing. So we're going to touch on that just a little bit here. Now here tonight, here it is Wednesday night, I invite you out to Island Community Church. We're going to look at the church at Thyatira here tonight. We're going to look at this woman Jezebel. My translation now says, as the Lord's talking to the pastor of this church, he says, "You tolerate your wife, Jezebel." Interesting. That's what we're looking at here tonight. 6 to 7:15 tonight, you are invited. Island Community Church, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Again, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock. We're in Revelation. We're in chapter 2, and we're going to pick it up here at this church at Thyatira here tonight. So you're welcome. We'd love to see you. In the meantime, we're in Revelation chapter 1. Lord God, we thank you again for another day. We exalt and praise you today, Lord. Speak to us through your word. Speak to us. Open our eyes to the truth today. And help us to be doers of your word and not ever just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to look at today. We're in Revelation chapter 1 still. I told you we weren't going to be in a hurry. There's no need to rush through this. We're taking our time and we're looking at every word. Remember, man does not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word. Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This is why I'm so vehemently opposed to paraphrase Bibles. When God gives you 10 words, we should, at least to the best of our ability, read 10 words. I know some gets lost between Hebrew and English or Greek and English. But let's not take 10 words of God and give you one because the translators think that you're not smart enough to comprehend 10. I don't agree with that. Which is why the New American Standard is one that's got it right. When there's 10 words of God, they try to give you 10 words in English, even if it doesn't read real smooth. New King James, King James, even the ESV Bible, those are ones that got it right. They are still are literal, and they give you the words of God, and I commend them for that. Okay, we're in chapter 1. We're looking here. We have been in verse 5 here. Again, this greeting, this triune greeting from God the Father, from the Holy Spirit, and from Jesus Christ. And after his greeting, there's a comma, and it tells us a little bit more about who Jesus is. First off, it says he's the faithful witness in verse 5. We looked at that in the last couple programs. Faithful to what? Faithful to the existence of heaven. Faithful to the existence of hell. Faithful to the very heart of God. Faithful to how to get into heaven. He puts his hand on a stack of Bibles and raises his other hand and, you know, swear to God. Now, of course, we misunderstand that, but I adjure you by the living God is what they said to him. He raises his right hand, and in the name of God, he tells you and me all of those things, how to get into heaven. I am the door, he said. Those who enter in by me shall be saved. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you so that where I am, there you may be also. He is a faithful witness to these things as opposed to unfaithful, untruthful, lying witnesses is the words of Jesus Christ, Son of God, faithful witness. Means you can take to the bank every word he ever said. John chapter 6, I think it's verse 63. He said, my words are spirit and they are life. Again, why I say, get a literal Bible translation. Get every word that Jesus said and think about him. Think about him. Now, of course, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, not just the red letters, but everything. Holy men of God spoke as they were brought along by the Holy Spirit. All of the Bible is inspired, not just the red letters. It all is. Now, again, greetings or grace from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead. Now, that means that he's the first one to be raised up from the dead, not ever to die again. I just heard Charles Stanley on the radio yesterday teaching this very same thing. We know he raised people from the dead, like Lazarus and the girl, the 12-year-old girl, and others as well. But they still were going to face death again. Not so with Jesus. He is the firstborn from the dead, the first one to be raised up from the dead in his permanent resurrected body, never to die again. He is the firstborn from the dead. He is the ruler of the kings of the earth. That is, he's the man. He is Almighty God. He is the Son of God. Every knee will bow to him. Every tongue confess to him. Yours and mine and everyone out there, Osama bin Laden, Adolf Hitler, all of these God haters and Jesus haters, all of the atheists and agnostics, unbelievers, Hindus, Muslims, all of them will all bow the knee to the Son of God and acknowledge him as Lord. He is the ruler of the kings of the earth. Now it says in the rest of this verse, to him who loves us and washed us. I love that. Notice loves, as my Bible says, I think the New American Standard reads the same way, but instead of washed us, it says freed us. And I'll explain to you why these are different here in a minute. But notice, loves is present tense, washed is past tense. Love is a present active participle. You know what a participle is in English, right? It's a word with ing on the end of it, like sleeping, walking, dreaming, talking, exercising, drinking, eating. What's God doing? Loving. Who is he loving? You. To him who loves us. Present tense. It's active. He still loves you. He loves you with all his heart. God so loves the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God demonstrates his own love towards you in that while you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. God is in the loving business. He loves, present tense, you. And now washed. Washed in Greek is known as an aorist tense, meaning it happened at some time in the past. It was a one-time event that happened in the past. Washed. He who loves us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. What a thing, washed by blood. You know, blood is like impossible to get out of clothing, isn't it? You know, when you get blood stains or spaghetti stains, blood is even worse than spaghetti sauce. Blood is like near impossible to get out, whether it's stained on the cement or whether it's in your white shirt, blood is about impossible to get out. And what a thing here. It's blood that makes clean. It's the blood that obliterates everything. It's the blood that obliterates the sin. We also are going to read in this book that the people who come through the tribulation, they made their robes white by the blood of the Lamb. Clean by blood. See, that's what the blood of Jesus Christ does. It obliterates our sins. The blood. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our sins from us, the blood of Jesus Christ obliterates your sin. It smashes them to smithereens forever and removes all the stains, everything you've ever done, every sin you've ever committed, no matter how vile the act that you have done in your life. The blood of Jesus Christ, the perfect, untainted. See, his blood wasn't like your Uncle Harry's blood that had sin in it and was tainted, or your grandmother's blood. His blood was perfect. It knew no sin. It was absolutely perfect and holy blood of Jesus Christ. His blood was pure. Without the shedding of blood, we read in Hebrews chapter 9, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. We read back in Leviticus chapter 17 that the blood is the life. The blood of Jesus Christ obliterates your sins. I'm here to tell you today, what's WGOD? What's God saying to you today, friend? Here it is right here. The blood of Jesus Christ will obliterate your sins when you acknowledge him today as your Lord and Savior. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. The Bible says, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. WGOD Radio, God is broadcasting today. The Word of God says to you today, if you will bow your knee and receive Jesus Christ, call on him as Lord, confess your sins. Remember, the washing of your sins comes from you confessing them, not just receiving the Lord. It says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if you confess your sins, then he's faithful and just to forgive you your sins and cleanse you. Let's use the Esposito word, obliterate your sins. Comes through confessing, acknowledging Jesus, calling on him as Lord, and then confessing. The word is homo legeo. It means to speak the same thing. It means to say what God already knows. He already knows what you've done. Confess them. Acknowledge them to God. Turn from them. And repent. Repent means to do a 180. Metanoia. Meta means change. Noia means mind. Change your mind. Leave them there. Go in the other direction. Turn and repent of your sins. And the Lord Jesus Christ, by his blood, will obliterate your sins. And it's the only thing ever that Almighty God will have amnesia with. Your sins that you've confessed, repented of, and the blood of Jesus Christ has obliterated. Praise be to our Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us and who washes us from our sins in his own blood. Have a great weekend, friends. God bless you. Thank you for listening here to WGOD Radio. The message today is God loves you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD.